Hello there, this is Ken's study journey audio articles. My weekend study life as an A-level student 2022. I am Ken, a Chinese senior high A-level student in Guangdong Country Garden School. Welcome to Ken's study journey audio articles. After a week of studying A-level, my weekend is also wonderful and relaxing. I usually have IELTS lessons, climb mountains, and write articles on my website. I go back home at 14:30 every Friday afternoon, followed by an IELTS speaking video call practice lesson in the evening. I have IELTS lessons on Saturday and climb a mountain with my family on Sunday. During the whole weekend, I always utilize my free time and complete my daily goals, including remembering English words, listening to English audio, and watching vlogs. I have special arrangements in the morning and evening where I can check for emails, reply to comments, and use social media. Today, I'm going to share my study and life routine at weekends as an A-level student. Let's jump in. On Friday afternoon, we go back home by school bus first after the school ends. The school ends at 14:30. We take our luggage and take the school bus to go back home at the school's main gate. We need to scan our face to enter the school bus, like entering our school's apartment. The school bus departs at 15:20. It has a direct line to the traffic center to the residential area I live in, which is Phoenix City, Guangzhou. I usually watch vlogs by GCSE, IGCSE, A-level and university students or listen to English audio on the school bus. This satisfies one or two of my daily goals. My luggage has an AirTag, a type of items, locator and tracker, so I can use the position finding feature to find my luggage after arrival. My parents pick me up after arriving at the traffic center. Then our family usually buys some handmade mouth-watering and nutritional beverages at the workshop here. Once I arrive at my home, I can directly see the welcome words "Welcome to Ken's study journey" at the door of my bedroom. I complete my arriving at home routine on my study planner app and initialize my bedroom. I take out the things from my luggage and bag, putting them at the storage area beside my desk. Then, I charge my electronic devices in the charging area. I charge my iPhone and Apple Watch using MagSafe, AirPods using wireless charging, and MacBook and power bank with cables aside. I turn on my home Mac mini PC and my programmed smart clocks, update operating systems and apps on phones and computers. And then, I water the flowers in the balcony and turn on the electronic fake candles on my desk and fairy lights around the bedroom. One last thing is to arrange the tasks list in this weekend. I have also added a perfume on my desk recently, immersing myself into the studying vibe. My home, especially my bedroom, has many high-tech applications, including the smart clock, MagSafe and wireless charging devices, automated flower watering and irrigation system, automated vacuum cleaning robot, perfumes, mosquito repellent lights, and so on. Then there's a video call IELTS speaking practice lesson. This is similar to the IELTS video call speaking test. The practice lasts about 30 to 60 minutes. It also has a feedback after practicing. At our school, there's another way to practice English speaking, which is the English corner in the evening. I have a special relax time in the morning at 6:45 and in the evening at 21:45. Since I feel energetic in the middle of the day. I can open emails, read others' blog articles, watch vlogs, and use social media in the 15 to 45 minutes after getting up and 45 to 15 minutes before sleeping. I have some favorite YouTube channels like Rowan Emily, Lucy Wang, Ruby Granger, Archer Newton, and Karma Medic. In the last 15 minutes at 22:15, I start my wind down process, arranging tomorrow's tasks list, dimming the bedroom light, filling in my daily goals checklist on my study planner, packing up my bag for tomorrow with the items checklist, and completing my evening routine. The clock also reminds me when there are 60, 45, 30, 15, and 0 minutes left until the sleeping time. At the sleeping time at 22:30, I turn off my candles, fairy lights, and desk clock screens. Since I have built a smart clock, I can use my Apple Watch to turn off these screens with this shortcut app using API, local Wi-Fi network, and PHP programming language. On Saturday and weekends, I get up at 6:30 and then complete my morning routine, turning on the clock screens, candles and fairy lights, opening curtains and windows, watering flowers, wearing clothes, brushing teeth, and washing face. The desk clock displays a welcome word at the start of the day. I always breathe in the fresh air to boost my energy for the day, along with the perfume too. Then is the 30 minutes relax time, and again I can watch vlogs, use social media, and do something else. I must complete my morning routine before I do the remaining tasks. Then is the breakfast time. Mostly, I cook breakfast by myself, including bacon, fried eggs, and milk with the cream. Before going to my IELTS school at 8:30, I remember English words using Quizlet and wait for my family. At approximately 8:30, I go to the Guangzhou downtown to have an IELTS writing or speaking lesson. I go there by car with our family, in which I listen to English audio like podcasts and TED talks. The IELTS school is at Victoria Plaza High Rise, at the opposite building of which is directly an IELTS test venue. It is close to an underground station, TUC Lu, as well as Guangzhou Bus Rapid Transit, known as BRT. I arrive there at 9:45 to 10. I need a school card to enter the building and have the lesson. There is an electronic school card for the IELTS school on my phone with a QR code. As well as a school card, we are also required to show our green Yuekang or Shuikang health codes to enter the building. This is also required to enter other public places and transportations. The lesson starts at 10:30 and ends at 12:30. After lesson, I go to a restaurant near the building to have lunch. After lunch, I go back home by underground and bus, since there is a distance where underground is not directly available near my home. On the underground, I read some academic articles on Imperial College News website, Apple Newsroom, Microsoft Newsroom, and other student blogs. Reading articles is also a way of using my free time in the transportations, which is described in my last year's article. Sometimes, when the pandemic is escalated, I go back home by car too. I also use my Active Recall Plus methodology to recall the knowledge that I have just learned in the IELTS lesson as I walk on the street after class. After arriving at my home at approximately 14:30, I usually take exercise at my home gym in the basement. This can feel the move and exercise rings on my Apple Watch, which are some of my daily goals. I have also sticked a reminder card in my bedroom's pinboard. As similar as at school where I take exercise after lunch, I also ride bicycle for about 5 km and or play table tennis for 1-2 rounds with the automated ball pinching machine at home. My home screen also has some advanced technology applications, including screens on the bicycle in which I can look at the roads and scenery in reality, a Bluetooth speaker, and an automated table tennis ball pinching machine. After taking exercise at home, I finish part of my weekend homework at school with a timer under the PC monitor. As well as the weekend homework, I also write a new article on my website if I still have extra free time. While self-studying at home, I turn on the self-study focus mode on my devices as well as hang a reminder card on the door. We have dinner at home during dinner time in most situations. Unlike my school, where I have meals at certain time ranges, my home life is irregular. The bell in the living room rings when the dinner is ready. But sometimes, we go outside to have dinner. We usually have dinner in a restaurant at a square near the place where we live, which is called Phoenix Ancient Station. While waiting for food in the restaurant, I usually connect to the public Wi-Fi and continue to do the homework or write the article. After dinner, I turn on my bedroom's candles and fairy lights to continue my work in the evening. In order to save electricity, I only turn on the fairy lights in the morning or evening from 17:30 to 8:30, except for the sleeping time, when the environment is dark, when there is an activity at home, which are usually organized by my parents, when I got A-star or outstanding results in exams or competitions, and in case of electricity failure, in which it is used as backup lights. I have tried to turn on the lights all day using trial and error strategy, and I have discovered that the batteries for the lights have run out after several days. I have also found another meaning of turning on the fairy lights. It can encourage me to achieve outstanding results like A-star in the exams and competitions. From my imagination, the star of A-star on the certificate can be converted into a star in reality, emitting lights in the sky, leading students to a successful way, and encouraging students to study hard or smart. That's why I usually say, A-star flies to the sky, making your future bright, along with my handmade desktop background. Then I take a shower and enter the relax time again at 21:45. Similarly, I prepare for tomorrow, complete my evening routine, and go to bed at 22:30. On Sunday morning at 6:30, I get up, complete my morning routine, and have breakfast. Just before leaving my home at 7:30, I publish and share my website article as well as send subscription email newsletter to my subscribers on my email system. There is a mountain at the edge of the Phoenix City residential area. Climbing the mountain is not a difficult task since it does not have very high altitudes. So I usually climb the mountain with my family after breakfast at about 7:45 on a weekly basis except for rainy weather. At the top of the mountain, there is a convenience store where I can buy some extra food like ice cream and sausages. So, persistence is used while doing this climbing task. After the whole journey up and down the mountain, I almost close the rings on my Apple Watch. This is an alternative way of taking exercise at my home gym. During the rainy weather when we cannot climb the mountain, I carry out activities at my home gym. After climbing the mountain and heading home, I continue to do my homework or other study tasks. I also pack up my luggage with the items checklist for going to school in the afternoon. Again, the bell rings when the lunch is ready. After lunch, I do my personal tasks including cleaning and tidying my bedroom, organizing my physical and computer files and folders, improving bedroom decorations, and so on. At 15 o'clock, I pack my bag and wear my school uniform to get ready for school. I also close my bedroom by closing the window, shutting down the Mac Mini, putting the keyboard and mouse under the PC monitor, and turning off candles and lights. At 15:20, my parents send me to the traffic center where I then take the school bus. The school bus departs at 16 o'clock and it arrives at school at about 17:10. Similarly, I watch vlogs or listen to English audio on the school bus, especially some study or exam tips. After arriving at school, I complete my arriving at school routine, including making a plan for the fresh week. I also log into Weixin or WeChat on my laptop, since we need to hand in our phones at 19 and 5. At 19 and 5, since I am inspector of disciplines in my class and in the student union, I collect my classmates' phones as well as hand in my own. The evening lesson begins at 19 and 10, and we start study. Okay, this is the end of the weekend. I hope you can enjoy my weekend routine and study diligently in your free time. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website www.kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on www.kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. If you have any questions or need help, or if you cannot understand my articles, feel free to contact me and I'm here to help you. See you at the next article. Bye.